Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello, everybody. All vacation, I took notes of everything that was happening.
Buongiorno, Principe.
Buongiorno. But just so I wouldn't forget, because I just wanted to have stuff to talk about, but then I don't even know what I wrote in some of this.
What do you mean?
Because he wrote it in Italian.
True.
That's definitely not it.
True. But that app, the Translate app, does come in quite handy, because I would be like, I go to Translate, and I would go, let's see, I do French to English. I would do how much... But I wouldn't say this to, I wouldn't show them my screen. How much is this
lasagna
shirt? So hit it, and then I go like this. Then
You would play it the phone to them?
Hmm? No. I would read it, and then I would listen to it in my ear, and then try to say it to them.
Okay.
So let me change to French. But it's so good. And you can even take pictures of like labels, and it'll translate it for you. Technology, man, wild. One day, I can't wait to figure out how they get places overnight.
Oh, packages?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. No sense.
What's funny is...
No, stop.
No. You guys started agreeing with me that you're right. You can't get something from California by here 8 in the morning from 8 at night. Yeah, no. That's what I was saying.
That doesn't happen.
Okay.
That doesn't happen.
Oh, my gosh. That is exactly what I said from the beginning, and you guys called me stupid, and then you guys came to my side and realized, you know what, actually, Lunchbox is right.
That's really not how it happened.
You can order something at noon from California and it'll be there the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But not like midnight.
How much is this shirt?
It's exactly what I said from the beginning, but whatever. I understand Amazon has like a warehouse, so it's a lot easier. But when you're ordering from a specific store and it gets there that quick, it's unbelievable. Thank you. That is what I was saying.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to Academy, that's too big. Like a specific store that's in California only. All right, cool. Ordering this and they get it to you
like
within
Arnold's
12
t-shirts.
Hours. Yeah, and they get it to you within 12 hours. That's unbelievable.
12 hours? That's plenty of time.
Oh, God. Here
how
we
do
go
you
again.
Say how much is this shirt in French?
Comment dites-vous combien coûte la chemise en français?
You didn't say that.
There's no way you said that.
No way.
Comment dites-vous combien coûte la chemise en français?
Yeah, they'd be like, huh? Just speak English, dude.
I wouldn't do it that hard. But yeah, so anyway, the app's pretty good.
But they all know English, right?
Yeah, here's the thing. They almost just liked it that I tried. But Americans, they're the worst.
They don't like us?
It's not they don't like us. Americans feel so entitled to everything. They're always the loudest.
Oh, man.
Who is?
Exactly.
Like we'd be somewhere and the person that was just like carrying on with the waiter was always an American.
No.
I know. It's tough. It made me look at my actions as compared to everybody else. And I feel like I'm a pretty polite patron anyway, but yeah, it's tough. I met some listeners. I met listeners all over the place. We were in a hotel in Florence,
Europe?
Italy. Oh, yeah. And we were at a hotel in Florence, Italy.
They listen in Italy?
Nope, but I was in an elevator and two listeners from South Carolina were like, Bobby Bones? was like, yeah.
In
like,
Italy.
What? And then we got at the airport in Naples, Italy, two listeners from Wisconsin came up to us, and they were like, I know this is weird because we're not in the same country, but can we take a picture? I posted it. Ran into some listeners in Rome.
There's a Naples, Italy?
Mm-hmm. And you guys say we're not famous. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
No, Naples, Italy, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know that either.
But so we went to Florence for a couple days, 3 days, then to Rome, did the Colosseum, did all that stuff, then to, it's not called Ravioli, but it's called like Rivoli or something. It's like, it's the Amalfi Coast.
Ravioli, never heard of it.
Rivoli,
Chef Boyardee.
Right, you know about the Amalfi Coast, right? You always talk about
it. I don't know the individual cities, but all I know is the athletes all go Amalfi Coast.
Yeah.
What athletes?
LeBron.
Oh. I don't know what it's called, but we went there. I just know that it's, so we did that, and then we were like, ah, screw it. Let's go to Paris, because I'd never been. I studied French, and we got on a flight, flew to Paris.
That wasn't part of your trip?
Not at all.
Which place had better food, Italy or Paris?
Italy by far, but Paris was way, Paris was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, they don't have skyscrapers, right? They're in any of the major cities in Europe for the most part.
Oh, really?
The buildings are long and they're old, but they're wide. There's like no alleys. They just take up all that, but they don't go tall. But Paris was super cool. I never been. You been to Paris?
No, I actually
kind of loved it.
Wanted to go this last vacation, but then I ended up. We would have been planning
time's
it.
Tough.
No, we would have been planning it too last minute. My cousin and I, we needed more time for planning. So maybe next summer?
Let me see what...
I thought you were going to say he got your passport in the door.
He got half of it. No. She couldn't get all the way in.
No,
so my question is, the Eiffel Tower, do you climb stairs to get to the top of it? Or like, what do you do? Is there a ramp?
It's called...
ramps?
Like, you know, like a ramp, like a stadium. Like, do you walk up ramps?
Like an elevator?
Ravello.
What is that?
I thought it was ravioli. It's Ravello. R-A-V-E-L-L-O.
Back to Italy.
Ravello.
Got it.
Left France, back to Italy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember the name of it.
Like, can you,
we didn't go up in the Eiffel Tower. We just went to it.
Can you? But can you go up in it?
Yes, you can again now. Yes, we did. We thought about it.
Big, little, normal.
You know,
does it look like the one in Vegas?
When we drove into the city at first, I thought that thing's not as big as I thought it was. But then once we got to it, it was pretty big.
Okay.
But it's not a monster. But it's cool, and I don't really think anything's cool.
That's cool to hear you say that something
was
cool.
I just always saw it on TV, right? Like that stuff to me is like alien because I never thought I would go to another country and to actually see the Eiffel Tower. Like I thought it was so cool to see go in the Colosseum. That's it's awesome.
Was Paris like romantic?
What?
What was interesting romantic. About Paris was I thought that my wife would be exaggerating, but she's like, hey, in Paris, everybody dresses up even to walk down the street because she had been once before. And I was like, no, they don't. I'm just going to wear my sweats. Dude, they dress up to walk down the street. Like, people are put together just at...
Oh, that place sucks.
At 11 a.m.
That's cool.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Being dressed up to go get a bite to eat, that's miserable.
That's just their culture, man.
You even say a bite to eat. I mean, that sounds a bit elevated. A bite to eat.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It sounds like that's what they... Oh, let's go get a bite.
But it's a different world over there.
Oh, don't say that.
It's not. I liked it. I liked Paris.
Do you try cheeses?
It felt safe. Yeah, fine.
Oh, just fine.
Yeah, it's good.
Are they known for cheese?
Yeah,
man, French cheese.
But I don't experiment a lot. Like Caitlin tried some cheese that was really crazy, and she was like, "Oh, this is awful." But awful in like a beautiful way. If it's so different, the food in Italy was really good.
Yeah, we're back in Italy.
We're going back.
The pizza in
Italy. Yeah. Well, yeah. What was that like?
It's not like. You go to Italy and you have great Italian food like in America. You know, if you have great Italian food here, it's like, that was the best, that spaghetti, that whatever, was so good. Their version of it isn't like our best version of their food.
It's not like Pizza Hut?
No. We had pizza and I was like, I'll take this. And they brought it out and I sent Eddie a picture of it. And he's like, that does not look like pizza.
No, it was weird looking.
Right. And because it's not the same.
And like whatever slices were on there were really big.
It was cheese, it's a block of cheese on four. But it was so tasty. They just don't, their good version of their food is not like our great version of their food. Our great version of their food is our version of their food.
They put Parmesan cheese and
they don't walk around and grind
pepper.
No pepper, nothing like that.
Mm.
Wow. Oh.
But you can eat bread and desserts all day long pretty much, not gain any weight. because there's no there's no processed foods at the restaurants. You can go to the gas station, get whatever out of a package, but like they don't serve no processed foods, like a law.
So in Italy, did you see Kanye?
He was there when we were there, but I did not see him. It's a big country.
Well, I don't know if you
imagine that.
Yeah, no. I mean, no.
But you name the city. What cities you go to again?
Rome, Florence,
Rome,
and ravioli.
Oh, he was in Venice.
Did you do gondola?
But he's banned.
Were you on a boat or anything?
No, we didn't go there. That is a different place. Okay. Venice.
That's Venice. That's where Kanye is. He's banned from the city now.
Why?
Because they did a lewd act on one of the boats.
Ah, classic.
They did it?
I don't know if did it.
But something lewd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can check out online.
But let me read some notes, too. But it was really cool. I mean, it was...
When you're walking in Paris, do you just hear accordion music all the time?
There's a lot of music around. It's clean. It's pretty clean.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing.
Yeah. I'm not impressed by much anymore. Cause I'm just jaded because, one, I'm like, well, I don't want to like it too much because I'll never get to come back. Or I'm just like, I've seen a lot. But growing up in Arkansas, I never thought I'd leave the country to do stuff like Paris and Rome. It really is cool.
Did you ride the underground?
No, we didn't get on a train.
Okay.
We thought about taking the train to Paris. I wanted to take a train because, again, I'm like a six-year-old. I'm like, let's just go from ravioli to Paris in a train.
Ravioli.
And she was like, we can do that. And she's having to like treat me like a child because I am. Like, let's go on a train.
Yeah.
And she's like, so we look up the tickets and it's 12 hours. Jeez. And you can sleep overnight in one of the, I was like, well, it'll be.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, but they have like a restaurant cart and all that.
And she was like, yeah, look it all up. And it wasn't, I think I was romanticizing it more than it really was.
I did once when I went from North Carolina to DC, I took Amtrak. And I had it very much romanticized.
Yeah, she was that too. She goes, I know you think it'll be fun. Mm-hmm. And if we need to do it, we will. But she's like, you'll just be happy if we fly.
Okay.
And it was very cheap. It was like $80 each to fly to one to the other.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was really good. Let's see here. The Mona Lisa.
Yes.
So I'll post some pictures of this. I haven't posted it yet. I'll post it on my Instagram in a few minutes. Mr. Bobby Bones. We go to the Louvre, which, by the way, that thing, you can't see every exhibit in there because it's 27 miles long.
What do you call it? The Louvre?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a luge.
27 miles?
They have that much art?
Dude, it's arts and sculptures and it's amazing. And we got a headset. And at the Louvre in Paris, I think that's how you say it, right? The Louvre?
I think. I don't know. I thought it was a luge.
That's Louvre.
No.
Okay. Louvre.
It's how it's spelled. I know. It's like Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
So, the luge is that thing you at the Olympics, bobsled team.
Got it.
I still may be saying the Louvre wrong, but I don't think I am. But you can get these headsets for like $1, and you put it on, and each exhibit has a number on it, and you have the headset on. You type 133, and it tells you like the 2-minute story of it, which is really cool.
So,
but how long? How long can that be interesting? Like, I've been to a art place in New York.
Louvre is how it's said.
And like after about 30 minutes, I'm like, okay, cool. Like they're art.
Louvre.
But I've never heard anybody say Louvre.
Me either. That's Mike, will you listen to that? Because it says Louvre. Unless that's in French. We as Americans may just go like.
Louvre.
Louvre. So what other artists are in
Are you listening to it? What's it say? Very French. Oh, it is? So if I said like, hey, I went to the Louvre. We'll call it the Louvre.
Okay. They have like Van Goghs in there and stuff.
Uh-huh. Oh, dude, I saw Starry Night.
You did? One's there?
So it's not tiny at all.
Stop talking.
I saw it at the Met.
You didn't.
Okay.
It's not tiny. I have a picture of me standing beside it.
you just saw a replica at the Met.
So here's the thing here's the thing about Van Gogh.
I saw it at Michael's. it was on a frame.
Wait, did you really see it, Lunchbox?
Yes.
Were you far away?
No.
It's at Hobby Lobby.
Amy, do you want to see it? Let me show you a picture of it so I can show you that it's not tiny. Amy, please come over here.
Okay. Is he thinking about a different painting?
I don't know. But maybe, there are two stories about it, but I'm going to tell you this.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
So maybe. That is not a small painting. That's Starry Night.
Okay.
That's not a small painting. That's like the screen.
That's not a small painting.
You think this is small?
Hey, you. You think that's small? You?
Okay.
Do you think that's small? That TV?
I'm telling you.
But so that's me.
And he's Googling how big is Starry Night.
Yeah. I have a picture of me standing beside it.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to see that. So, he's an impressionist, right? And he starts, and Van Gogh is one of the guys that starts to do outdoor landscapes, and he's using quick strokes. And
now he's asking his wife.
Yeah, I'm asking her.
I have a picture of it.
I guess, but it's size is relative.
No. That's big, Amy. That's big.
I know, but to me,
it's probably
to him,
it's probably 4 foot on the bottom, long.
To him, maybe.
Okay, so then we didn't see the. She said, "Not Starry Night, something else." I don't know.
Oh, so you're not even talking about. Oh my God! So we just did all that. Okay, so anyway,
like I said, I saw some dumb painting and it was like a lot smaller in person.
Like I said,
I wanted to see a lot of the stuff that I say was that. Like that you just hear about that's famous, right? Because sure. I don't know much about art, and so we go to Starry Night. And I'm learning about, and now we went to the Van Gogh exhibit when it was here to look at some of the stuff. Remember that when they did that?
Oh, wait, maybe we did. She said, and we saw it at the MoMA, whatever the MoMA is. And it wasn't that big.
Immersive Van. I don't talk to him.
I'm ignoring him. I'm ignoring him.
Thank you.
So,
and I'm asking her, was it small?
But say, parentheses, the painting.
Parentheses, the painting.
So he paints this Starry Night, right?
Van Gogh does.
Yes. Now, he then starts to, I mean, he has a lot of trouble, psychological issues anyway.
Mental health.
His mental health gets really bad, and he paints it again when he's in a bad mental health, and that's the crazier one.
Oh, the blurry one?
There are two versions.
Oh, there's two?
That's how he saw Starry Night when he was in a far less positive mental health space.
Weird.
There are two Starry Nights. There's one where he's healthy and one when he's not.
Well, maybe that's the one Lunchbox saw, the smaller one.
Thank you. You guys act like I'm crazy. I tell you stuff and you're
but
like,
then you just told us it wasn't even the right painting.
Well, then my wife's like, oh, yeah, we did, but I guess we never went to the Met. I've only heard of the Met because of the Met Gala. I guess it's something
See,
called
See, that's our point. You're just making stuff up.
Yeah, it was about 2 feet, 5 inches high. That's it. Thank you.
What is?
Starry Night, the one we saw. Eat
okay,
it.
But I'm talking about this at the Louvre.
But I'm just telling you what I said was small.
But
two
I'm talking
feet is
about
small.
At the Louvre.
I know.
I'm literally looking at the one at the Louvre.
You guys act like I was an idiot.
That's
because
the size of this piece of paper.
That's about the size it was, and I said it was small, and you guys said I was stupid.
No, I said the Starry Night that I saw at the Louvre.
I'm just telling you,
we didn't
I
know.
Saw Starry Night, okay. And it was small, and you're like, no, you didn't. It's not small. It's the size of that TV.
So was it on, shipped over and on loan for the MoMA?
I don't know about that one. I saw the original one. I saw the first one, the original Starry Night.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I saw the original Starry Night.
Why does the Louvre get all the paintings?
I don't know, but you know what I learned, too? In lieu of. Now, we know how we use it, but what if I say da-da-da in lieu of da-da-da, what does that mean?
In lieu.
Instead of.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of the paintings in the Louvre are in lieu of, not because of the Louvre, but because people would owe taxes to the government, and instead of taking money that they didn't have or putting
property.
In jail, they would take, in lieu of taxes, they would take art.
Wow.
And they would take, et cetera. That was where in lieu of came from. It was 27 miles long. We ran right to the Mona Lisa, saw a couple other things, but we had done that. We went to Starry Night, was in a different place, I believe. That wasn't
Where
enough.
Was David? David in
David
the
was
Louvre?
In, no, David was in Italy.
Ah, damn, that's right. And who did that, Michelangelo?
Michelangelo.
And
yes.
Da Vinci did
Mona Lisa. Now, the Mona Lisa, you would think is smaller in real life, except everybody keeps saying how small it is, so I expected it to be like 6 inches tall.
Like a deck of cards?
What's Lunchbox's size?
So, but it actually was, it's just a normal size painting. It's cool. I got a picture of that too. Anyway, me.
Can you take pictures of it? I thought you weren't supposed
flash.
To take. No flash.
Oh. Because the flash will end up fading.
Correct.
And if you take a flash, it'll kick your butt out. And it's like 13 layers of people deep trying to get up to the front.
Dang, that's so
crazy.
They
had ropes
dude.
Around ours.
Okay, so.
They had ropes around too, but people were like fighting up like the front of a music festival. Yeah.
What are you talking about? Where? At the MoMA?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
We're not talking about the MoMA right now.
But I'm just telling you how they had it blocked off.
Bobby went to the real thing and you keep interrupting
the
MoMA.
He could have seen the second one.
I know, but I don't care about his MoMA trip. I want to hear about your Paris trip.
I said it was small and I.
No. For sure.
Okay. So you said there's a lot of art there, mm-hmm. 27 miles or something. It would take around 200 days to see each works of art there if you spent 30 seconds at each piece of art. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Wow. That's wild.
Oh. Bones, did you see a Picasso there?
Mm-hmm.
Not there, but in the other one I did. There's another museum that I think is where we saw the Starry Night, the one we went to before that one. There's this in Paris. Maybe that one wasn't the Louvre, but wherever that was, I think I saw a Picasso there.
It's amazing.
But I don't know. And honestly, I don't, do they all look this? I mean, a lot of them look the same.
Yeah, but we've heard of these paintings.
Exactly. Like, I don't have, like, the palette. I don't have, like, a sophisticated palette. Like, when you drink wine, you're like,
right, right.
This is a 1987. The grapes seem to be a little low. The temperature was, I don't know that.
Did Mona Lisa follow you?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay. Your eyes.
Yeah. But I did see the victory, that head chopped off, the big victory. Saw David.
Yep, yep, yep.
Penis small.
Surprisingly small.
I took so many pictures of small penises on statues. I would just go back and look at them in my room and be like,
and are these statues in like museums or are they out in the city?
Both. Penis everywhere you look.
What about the Venus, the one without the arms? Did you see that one?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Sure did. Did you know, especially in Italy, they were saying how they would cut the arms or the tips of the nose off of statues to show that they were superior to them? Oh, the craziest thing was learning about how the Roman Empire fell.
Yeah. Dude. What was that like? Like knowing that Rome just ruled.
Let me pause 30 seconds for a mid-roll. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something and I'm like, I made this, and you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design. And because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make in like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with Magic Write, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. Magic Write will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. Magic Write is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Thank you. We're back. Okay.
Like Rome.
I'm going to mess some of this up. But yes, the Roman Empire was massive, right? And the two things, because sometimes I get nerdy.
They crucified Jesus.
I hired a guide to take me around the town and show me this stuff and teach me this stuff.
Okay.
So I had a specialist walk me through and I was like, teach me about the Roman Empire. So this is what's up. This is basically what they told me what I was like. Break it down for me like I'm 5 years old. The Roman Empire got so big that imagine you have a balloon, okay? And the balloon is, there's no air in it, but you're just stretching it over a thing. And you're like, I'm going to take some more. And you stretch it more. Eventually, it's going to start to break because
It's
so much. You can stretch for long, but eventually you can have so much coverage, it's going to start to rip here. So that starts to happen where the empire gets so big. Not only that, whenever they flipped over to Christianity, this is the craziest part. It was the worst thing they could have done because as soon as as soon as they said, okay, we're all now Christians, the soldiers are like, well, we're Christians. We don't want to fight anymore. So they didn't fight and they got taken over.
Wow.
Because Christians are taught, you know, turn the other cheek, sure, don't fight.
Peace.
So as soon as the
soldiers,
the whomever,
the Romans,
yeah, the leader was like, okay, we're Emperor. Now officially all Christian. They're like, okay, well, since we're all Christian, we don't fight anymore.
So this was all after the resurrection of Christ.
Like, so that's how they lost it. Wow. That's how the Roman Empire fell. Generally.
And what was that city like? Like, what did that?
Well, which one?
Rome. Just to think that that was the most powerful place in the world.
I like Paris better. But Rome was cool. I'm glad I went to Rome first and Paris second. Paris felt safer.
Did you? Do you understand the statement, like, when in Rome?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what'd you...
Oh, yeah, good.
Where does that come from? Yeah. Like, you were there. So you were there.
When in Rome, do as the Romans.
Right.
So it's like...
What'd you do?
It's...
Grapes, naked?
I got a shield. I got a shield and ran out on this sword fighting folks.
When in Rome.
It just means, like, fit in. Like,
right.
Don't be an idiot.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's what that saying means.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know the saying, but I'm like, why is it when in Rome?
Do as the Romans.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been anywhere, I think.
Okay.
So we went to the Colosseum.
Yeah.
And so I hired a guide for that too. And it's crazy. I think aliens built that thing.
Because it's so complex.
There's no way.
That humans did that?
There's no.
Did your guide say that?
No.
Chambers and everything down there?
She was like, aliens? I was like, aliens. And she was like, no. And I was like, you're going to tell me this crap where nobody else had this technology and they carried this stuff? They carried marble from wild.
Like what? Like what? Like what was so cool down there?
It was just the technology of how they built. Of.
Would you call it technology?
Oh, yeah.
That's technology. Right?
Yeah.
That's new?
Yeah, I don't know. I
don't know if it's aliens, but I just think that there was a lot of really smart people that knew a lot of really smart things at some point in their
dead. Yeah, I mean,
they would have architects build stuff and then kill them.
Dang.
Why? Why would they kill them?
So they wouldn't tell the secrets of how they built
They don't even know who built Colosseum.
They don't?
Mm-hmm. And there's some other stuff too. And if I'm wrong on this, screw it. I don't care. I'm just telling you what I think I remember. So, this ain't a history class.
It's not even what your guide told
you. Yeah. No, but she did. She was like,
what you think you remember, she said.
Mike, will you Google? Yeah. Will you Google who did? Because they're like, there's not really somebody we credit to actually building the Colosseum.
Damn, that's so cool.
But at times, the Colosseum was used in the Dark Ages. It was used for like a house, and people would like use as like a safe haven, like big rich people. So, let's see here. Let me read this. The Colosseum's construction was ordered under the rule of Zalalala.
Vespasian.
After the emperor died, it was completed by his son. The construction was done by Jewish slaves who were overseen by Roman architects, engineers, and artists. They don't know who the architect was. They don't know who the main architect was. And then there's another thing they built outside of it. And as soon as he finished it, they killed him. They would just do that. They didn't want anybody to have credit.
Dang.
It's wild. It's crazy, man. It's so much history just because like we've been around for like 200 years here.
Yeah.
I say we stole this from the Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're big old thieves. But yeah, that's it. It was a good time. I learned a lot. Or I think I learned some stuff. I don't know if I know it still. But flight wasn't that bad.
All right, so you got those two countries out of the way. Where do you want to go to next? España?
I never was planning to. We were never planning to go to Paris. So that was super cool. But, you know, we tried to go a year ago, but my wife was really, really, really sick. She was dealing with some crazy health stuff. And so we put it off and then just went this time. I think, like,
you've done Ireland.
Barcelona, Spain would be fun.
Yeah, Spain of the motherland.
I would like to go to Germany.
Okay.
Mostly, I just want to stay home and play golf and play PlayStation.
Do what I did.
Yes, like, that's the ultimate. Because I travel a lot, but I can't be selfish like that. Because I travel all the time for work. And so if I'm like, I don't want to travel, I'm going on vacation. And Caitlin's like, no, I would like to travel because she's working from here. So it's like, yeah, let's do. So that was it. It was great, though. Let me see, look at my notes real quick and I can move off this.
400,000 gladiators died at the Colosseum.
Oh, you ought to hear about the gladiator stuff.
What do you mean?
So people that were gladiators, most of them were like
prisoners
of war. occasionally there would be someone who would just volunteer. And so you had to fight 10 fights and you would be put back in freedom. Two a year. It was like UFC. So if you fought 10 and you got through 10 fights, you were then freed.
Did they fight to the death?
Not always.
Okay.
So they could lose, and the emperor, if there was a pinky, it wasn't, because I did like thumbs up, thumbs down, like I
was Gladiator.
And because my humor and my Italian translator / guide, the humor didn't match. And I'd be like making jokes about Gladiator, thumb up, thumb down. She'd go, no, pinky. And it was like, if they exposed their pinky, they were allowed to, so sometimes they would lose, but they would still be allowed to live. But sometimes they would kill them.
Maybe because it was like a good fight. They were entertained.
There was one emperor who would go out and he would have like one of the barbarians, one of the gladiators, arms or legs broken. And then he considered himself to be a fighter. So then he'd go out and fight him with like a broken arm or a leg.
What a loser.
Oh, dang. That's disgusting.
That's gross.
That's messed up, dude.
So messed up.
And he's like, I beat him. I won.
What is wrong with people?
Mm-hmm.
Spartacus.
I am Spartacus.
Mike, will you look up the pinky thing? And then I'll finish these notes and I'll move on.
That's really cool, man.
I put a lot of castor oil on my belly button to see if that would work. Amy, you ever heard about that?
Castor oil?
In a belly button?
I've heard about it, like, washing my face with it a long time ago.
So I have IBS real bad when I travel.
You can also consume it.
You consume it. It's diarrhea central.
Yeah, I mean, with caution.
But they said if you just put it in your belly button, like it, you absorb it through your stomach.
Oh, yeah.
I think it might have worked a little bit, but I'm not sure. I didn't have it long enough because we got on a flight and had to throw it away.
This is like motor oil? What is this?
No, it's not castrol. It's castor oil.
Was it 10W30? What do you got?
It's how would you what is castor oil? Because I don't know.
I mean, I don't know what you use it for other than it looks just like oil to me. It's kind of yellow, liquid, thick, and then that's what I would use when I was washing my face with oil. I went through that phase, you know. I would use castor.
We did a cooking class in Florence.
You make noodles?
We did, made a lot more than that, but yes, that was one of the things we did. I say cooking class. It was just literally me and Caitlin at some woman's house.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she let you in there?
How'd you find the woman?
Knock on her door.
We booked her before we got there, because I guess there's a company and they have people that teach classes from their house, but it was me and Caitlin and her. She picked us up at our hotel, and I was like, are we about to get murdered? And so she took us to her house, and then we went in, and it was awesome. I think there's pictures of that on my Instagram, but we did learned how to make noodles from scratch, some meat thing, I don't know. We made, what's that dessert that tastes like coffee kind of?
Coffee.
Tiramisu. Learned how to make that.
Okay.
It was good. It was fun. And usually I don't have fun doing that kind of stuff.
Cooking.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound fun.
Just order it. But did that. It was good. Let me just read some of my notes. Let's see here. Find the biggest wiener on a statue. I looked. They all had tiny, tiny goobs.
Who
back
had
then.
The biggest?
I thought Zeus would, but I just don't think that was important back then. Because they were so small.
But he's also resting. Like, that's resting.
But they also weren't cold.
They weren't swimming?
No. But, and Caitlin was like, are you ever not going to be 9?
But maybe they were cold when they were posing.
Right, right. What if the room they were in was cold?
Like, look at that.
I saw.
Do you have to zoom in so much?
I saw. Yeah, is that, did you take it that close or you just zoomed in just now?
Like, look at this one.
Okay.
Like, this is another one. It looks like a belly button on these guys. It looks like an Audi.
Can't believe you just took a lot of pictures of those.
I wanted you guys to see.
We don't need to see, man.
You do. It was unbelievable. Amy, look at this. Just come look at it.
I'd rather, Amy.
Oh, I see.
Oh my
Isn't
gosh.
That so weird?
That little?
Yeah. I don't.
I got more penis statues. I mean, I could do a whole exhibit of these pictures I have.
I was going to say, you should do an exhibit on TikTok where you kind of, you talk about it. Have them flashing in the background and then you're in the front talking about,
but none
what's of, going on with this?
I didn't see a single one that
that's
went.
That's not that small.
I didn't.
That's not that bad. I think you're being harsh with these dudes.
When he's zoomed in, it doesn't appear, but zoomed out with the proportion of the body.
It didn't even hang below the scrotum.
But just because they're big dudes doesn't mean they have big things. Like,
but it didn't even hang below the scrotum on a single one of them.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
It was like a caterpillar on a beanbag.
I'm just saying you're being a little harsh with those dudes. Like,
there wasn't. There were all these big ripped dudes, and none of them had wieners.
Steroids.
I've heard of that.
I didn't think about that. I did not think about steroids.
That's
anabolic, HGH.
Yep.
Dang. Well, that's the trip. And it was good.
Okay, so yeah, you can rub castor oil on the belly and it will soften
the bowels. Yeah, that's what they said. It didn't. I thought it was starting to work a little bit on me. We were going to places and they would change. I like to eat early. And it's 7 hours later there, so our schedule was completely off. So as soon as they opened for lunch, we were ready to eat. 9:30. So we'd be the first ones in there. And they would change the music because we'd be Americans. And so we'd go in and it'd be some kind of Italian something. Not traditional Olive Garden Italian like we think.
Right,
but like Italian pop music. But they changed it. And we walked in, and two different times they put Dolly Parton Jolene on. Two different restaurants.
Really?
We didn't ask. I think they think all Americans like Jolene.
That's funny.
And they're not wrong.
It's a good song.
I had the best French toast ever had in my whole life.
What do they call it, though? Toast?
They call it French toast.
They do?
Mm-hmm. And I had it in Paris. And it was awesome. And there's no way it should have been that good.
What made it awesome?
I don't know. It tasted good.
Better than IHOP.
Yeah. Okay. It's really good.
That's cool. You had the best something that you've ever had in your life over the break. Because I did, too. I had the best burger I've ever had in my entire life.
Really?
I got it 2 days in a row.
Whataburger?
And I was bummed I didn't get it the third day. Because like I was staying somewhere and I thought, oh, I'll try the chicken on the third day. And I was like, should have gotten the burger. And like, I will drive back specifically now for the burger.
Where did you go?
At the down the road, Leaper's Fork.
Oh, I thought. Mm-hmm. Oh,
there's a restaurant there. And
did you guys go stay at that place?
Mm-hmm.
The place that locked Caitlin in the room?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's weird.
What, was they she detained, there with her mom?
They detained her. Yeah, they detained Caitlin and her mom.
I remember that.
Because
she parked.
Who knows why?
Yeah, crazy.
They told me, I kind of asked about that because I was just confused. Like, so if we're walking around, what's the odds we get detained for no reason?
Exactly.
Because that happened to my friend and they were like, oh, that's weird. Well, we just have a lot of, we have a certain high profile, da da da. I said, well, okay. I said, depending on who you ask, who you detained, like, could be considered. Not that Caitlin would consider herself that way, but there could be listeners or someone that would know her or want to talk to her, and they detained her. Like, I don't know how Caitlin and her mom could look like they were shady people showing up.
They were just walking from their car to the restaurant, and they grabbed them and detained them in a room. And Caitlin was like, this is a joke? What's happening?
It's so weird. I still can't wrap my mind around it.
Did she tell you about it, too?
Yes, and that's why I tried to ask them about it as well, because I can't fathom that happening, but it sure did.
Let's see here. I have these essential oils wristbands. I don't believe that anything works for motion sickness on me except staring at the road and only keeping my eyes on the road because I get so motion sick. And even then, but I have these wristbands that Caitlin will try everything. She'll buy all this stuff for me to try. And it's an essential oils wristband you put on your wrist. And it's got a little ball in it that sticks into your wrist at the same time. I don't know that it worked, but it did not work.
You didn't get sick?
I watched the road, but it did not work.
Maybe it works.
So I'll take a picture of it. If anybody gets it, maybe it'll work for you too.
I've used that before, and I think it worked.
Well, the one thing I think that a little bit that Caitlin was like, hey, can you just limit that a little bit, was I would talk to them in their accent, but in my English, because I felt like they could understand it better. I'd be like, I need some French toast.
No.
Can you tell?
It's gotta help a little bit.
I agree.
You sound like Count Dracula.
I would be like
a French toast.
Yes, I would be like, where do we take our luggage? And she'd be like, why are you doing that in English? I said, because if they know English, at least I'm doing it in their accent. And she'd be like, I don't know if it works that way. And so I would talk to them in English, but in their accent.
I like it.
Is there anywhere we can get a smoothie?
Smoothie.
Eddie, you hung out here?
I didn't do anything. It was a staycation, but mainly because my kids, I mean, they're in school.
That's
fun. But I mean, yeah, dude, I think I did what you would have done. Played video games, played golf.
That's awesome. That's
pretty nice. I love, my favorite thing was saying like, hey, I'm on vacation. That was my favorite thing. My wife would be like, hey, you want to go work out? No, I'm on vacation.
Exactly.
Not working out today.
Love it.
It's pretty cool.
And Amy, you did a staycation-ish type thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, a couple of nights down there and then the rest of it at home. So we're like Eddie, it was really nice. I got a lot of stuff done.
Yes.
At home, like stuff I just put off and organizing and then had lots of time with the kids.
Lunchbox, you Did you go somewhere?
Yeah, I went to Cali, and then I went to
Florida.
No, I went to Cali.
I know, but you always go to Florida. I didn't know if you went back to the devil or not.
That's 4th of July. No.
California?
Yeah. But I did find out that maybe it's not Florida that's the devil, that it's kids.
In general?
Yeah.
Kids are the devil?
Yeah, because I tell you, we go to Florida, we get sick, we get hurt, everything happens, just terrible. Well, this vacation, there was some bug one of my kids had and gave it to us all, and we had 5 days of diarrhea, every single one of us.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Okay. Like, I mean, I'd be sitting on the toilet, and my son would run in. I got to go, and I'd have to jump up, and he'd have to go. Well, and then the next one would run in.
But just hold him above you and have him do it between your
legs. No. Like, if we're in public somewhere, I mean, we had so many, like, pooped in the underwear instances because of diarrhea.
You too?
No, not me.
Oh.
But like, I'd wake up in the middle of the night.
Sucks. I'm sorry.
And it was awful.
You did not deserve that on your vacation.
I didn't deserve it. So maybe I was blaming Florida for all these past ones, but we went to California and Colorado this time and still got sick.
It's just
you.
But yeah, but I mean, it was cool. We went to the mountain. We went to the beach and then we went to the mountains. We stayed at a YMCA camp in Estes Park and it was awesome.
Estes Park's awesome.
I have a YMCA by my house.
You didn't do it out here. Estes Park.
Okay. Estes Park, man. Up on a mountain. It was amazing. It was cool. It had so much stuff for the kids. And, yeah, I thought we were going to walk a lot? Well, see, that's the thing. I thought we were going to do a lot of hiking, like doing hikes.
Mm-hmm.
But 5- and 3-year-old and 1-year-olds, they kind of just want to play basketball and run the bases on a baseball field when you have those at home. But we did do some hikes, and we did drive up a mountain and do all the lookouts. Mm-hmm. And we went to the Rocky Mountain National Park. And went to the very top of the mountain, which was awesome.
I was looking at my steps because we walked a lot. 14,000 on this day, 14,984 on this day, 15,068 on this day.
Well, that's a lot.
How many miles does that equal? I don't know. When you say steps.
I don't either, but it was like 6 miles, 7 miles.
Okay, that makes more.
That's like when we went to Disney. We were averaging 20,000 steps.
Trying to figure out.
Like, how do you do that?
Yeah, for like 8 days. The average was like 14,000 over 8 days, which is pretty good. 14,000 steps is 6.5 miles.
Wow. There we go.
So, all right, well, we're done here. That's this deal. Anything else? Amy, what are you doing?
I mean, I'm just still.
Amy, you good?
Yeah.
Why are you slapping your phone?
My phone's not coming on. I was trying to see my average steps for vacation, but.
That's it. There it is. You guys, you can.
And I'm sorry if I.
BobbyCast with Dan and Shay is up. Go ahead.
I'll apologize if I was interrupting your Starry Night story, but I was.
No, don't say but. Just leave it.
No, I was just insisting that I knew I saw
That's
it.
That's a good point. Don't say but.
Just apologize. I do that and leave the but out.
No.
Try it.
I'm apologizing, but I just wanted you to know that. I really did see Starry Night, so I
maybe
wasn't
the second
crazy.
One that wasn't in that location.
No. The original Starry Night is at the MoMA.
The original one I have next to me.
Guys, when you Google Starry Night, its home is at the MoMA in New York. Right here, Eddie.
No, I'm not getting involved.
The Starry Night.
I'm standing next to Starry Night in this picture.
MoMA, the Museum of Modern Art, is where, when you click on it on Wikipedia, its home is at MoMA.
It wasn't there when I was there. It must have been at its summer home.
Is that one blurry?
But Lunchbox, yours is the second one. Yours is the when he was mentally unstable version.
How do you know that?
Because I'm looking. I Googled it.
I Googled Starry Night, and it says, comes up, it's at the MoMA. Its home is at the MoMA.
The ideal way to see Vincent van Gogh's The Starry Night is in person at the MoMA, but it's the second blurry one. The first one is in its home in Rome.
The Louvre.
Mm-mm. The other one that's in...
Oh,
see,
I don't know.
I don't understand.
What's that?
Paris.
What's that?
The museum... do the other one.
The painting.
Starry Nights. There's some weird deal here. Starry Nights.
What does that say?
Monterzarium. I don't know what that is. I'm just saying, I knew I saw it.
Dude,
so
what if there's not even two?
And I knew that it was small. And so I'm just glad that, but I didn't mean to interrupt your story.
See, is it The Starry Night and Starry Night?
Two different paintings?
What's the movie?
So which one's the
movie?
Famous one?
The Suicide Squad and Suicide Squad? No, they're both very famous.
Are they both by Van Gogh?
So The Starry Night is the first one?
The Starry Nights, plural?
See, so you saw The Starry Nights.
Or The Starry Night.
I don't know.
I'm not talking to you.
I saw The Starry Night. I saw one night.
There's night in Pittsburgh.
We got to figure this
Midnight
out.
Midnight in
need
Paris.
To,
Starry Night.
I need to know.
Starry Night. And then the second one is called what?
Starry Night Over the Rhone.
So what did you see? Starry Night over the Rome.
I saw Starry Night. It's the first one. The second one he painted the exact same thing, but he was mentally unstable. That was,
I don't know, man. It doesn't matter. I'm starting to believe Lunchbox here.
Thank you.
About what?
I don't know. That he actually saw the Starry Night.
He did. He saw the second one.
Is there one or is there two?
There's two.
I'm so confused.
I don't know how you tell me.
Mikey, will you please, God dang it, say something to these guys?
There are two of them.
I've tried to say
but how
what.
How do we know which one's the first one?
Because the first
That's
one.
The second one.
You saw the
how
second
do you know
one.
That?
You saw the sequel.
Because the first one's not squiggly blurry like that.
You saw Home Alone 2.
And that's the blurry one. That's the more, I would say that's the more famous one.
You saw Home Alone 2.
One. Can I just say, the only one I've ever heard of is this one. I didn't know there was one that's not blurry.
Because they're not cultured.
Me either, dude. I didn't know it. I didn't know the difference. I was like, this thing doesn't look as sloppy as I thought.
Because I've always thought it was a stupid painting because it's blurry.
What, I thought Amy? The Scream mask was in it too. I don't know what painting that is. Yeah, like the mask
what, Amy,
from
go
Scream.
Ahead.
Who's Edvard Munch?
Munch.
He's a great man.
He Edward is Munch? A contemporary Starry Night. They're hung.
Oh, that's that one. That's the Scream by Van Gogh. See,
oh, that's
I thought
a different
that
painting.
Was the second. Yeah,
different painting.
I didn't see that one though. That was at the Moomoo.
So yours wasn't blurry.
Wait, are you just now saying you saw something else?
No.
No, he saw Starry Night.
No, but I thought in that second one that Lunchbox is talking about, the guy's face was the Scream face, but it's a different painting altogether.
Okay, yeah. So original Starry Night is at MoMA.
No.
See?
Yes,
it is.
Starry Night over Rome was the first one. The Starry Night is the one he painted about the first one. He tried to repaint the exact one again. Listen to what I'm saying. The second one that he painted, he tried to recreate the first one.
Uh-huh.
And that's why it's blurry, because he was having mental episodes.
Okay.
The one in the MoMA, whatever that is, mm-hmm. Museum of Modern Art, is him trying to recreate the first one, the Starry Night over Rome. But he created it all different because he was not having a good episode.
I just learned that there's more than one Starry Night right now.
Wait. Bones, can I see your picture? So yours is a completely different painting of a different scenario, like a different scene.
Yes, but he tried to repaint. He tried
Yours
to repaint
is over
the
water.
Same, he tried to repaint the same thing and couldn't.
Got it. And the one Lunchbox saw was the one where like the sky's all twisty.
Yes.
And
that's why I thought the Scream mask was in it.
Got it. So two
so
different.
That's what he saw?
Yeah, this is, okay, got it.
That's
yeah,
the first one.
One was in 1888, and the other was in 1889.
So mine was in?
88.
And his was in?
89.
And his is called the Starry Night?
Starry Night over Rome.
Well, you were leaving that out at the beginning.
I don't know. I know the name of that.
Because in the beginning, you kept calling it Starry Night. I'm like, well, no, I saw Starry Night.
And when so, Lunchbox, yours is tiny?
Tiny.
Okay.
Thank you.
No. The painting.
Yeah, the painting.
Oh, okay. I thought he was full statue.
No, we're not back on statues.
Okay, got it.
Golly, I mean, let me tell you, I'm glad we cleared that up because I was so frustrated.
Do you still apologize?
No, you still
should apologize.
No, I did. I apologized for interrupting your story.
But then you said but.
But I did because I wanted you to know I saw Starry Night. And you,
but I said you did. You just didn't see the same one. Yeah, it's not the same one.
Well, that's why I was confused. I was like, how can there be different ones? But you were leaving off the part of over blah 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 blah.
Roan.
Rome. No, I was leaving off the part where the other one was a sequel. No, I said it the first time. The second one was a version he tried to paint. I'm bored of this.
But
so.
You have to call it the Starry Night of Rome, or else people don't know what you're talking about. If you say Starry Night, they think you saw the one I saw.
So, Bones, the one you saw, he was okay mentally.
I don't know if he was ever really okay
but better,
mentally.
Better.
Yeah.
And then the one Lunchbox saw, he was...
Not good.
Not good. Got it.
And it's small.
They call it a bipolar journey.
Dang, that's crazy.
He's bipolar.
I am blown away by this.
And he cut his own ear off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I think also while he was alive, his stuff was not as sought after.
Poor.
Like, it was after he died that it became.
It's like Selena.
Oh, man, I would have cleared this all up if I had read the first line. It says, this article is about the 1889 Van Gogh painting for the similar 1888 Van Gogh painting.
Oh, my God.
What's funny is he goes, the first line.
See, Starry Night over the Rhone. Uh-huh. Over Rhone.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Oh, well. Wow. I know crap about it either.
That's pretty cool, though, man.
I didn't know there were two, and I was like, Caitlin, I was like, where's the smushies? And she was like, what do you mean? I mean, it gets kind of smushy. She was like, no, there's a second
version. Yeah, because yours is in focus.
I was Lunchbox like a week ago.
But I've always hated this painting because I don't understand
why would you hate that?
Because it's blurry.
Paint my number.
Like, if your picture's blurry, guess what you do? You retake it.
Yeah, but he was mentally unfit.
But I didn't know that until right now.
It's not a camera. He painted it with his paintbrushes.
But I'm saying, so usually if you paint something that's boring, guess what you're going to do? Repaint it.
Not unless it doesn't matter. I don't know anything about art. So
no, he thought
art.
It was in focus, dude. It was just what he was seeing.
Yeah, he tried to repaint that again.
Man, I've never been. It's not blurry.
Yeah, you start to convince Lunchbox. Oh, man, looks perfectly good to us.
I've never been so passionate about art, but I'm so glad I stuck up for my beliefs and I saw something.
It's defined as energetic brushstrokes.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you all. Have a great day. And this is, you know, people say we don't culture you.
Mm-hmm.
And dang, we are culture. And I agree with
that.
Max.
Well, now we know, and we'll never get that wrong on a.
I still think somehow we're both wrong. I don't know how that would be, but I still feel like there's a way that we're all wrong, very wrong. All right, thank you guys, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.